Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for Dean Richards and the Entertainment Report. Dean, I love this story about Paul McCartney and a Chicago comedian.
Oh, this it just floored me when I heard about this yesterday. A lot of you know Dion Cole, a former Conan O'Brien writer, made his way to doing stand-up. And he was a regular on ABC's Black-ish. For years and years, and super nice guy, born and raised on the south side of Chicago, still has deep Chicago roots, just did the Wintrust Arena, a stand-up show there this past Saturday night. He's got a brand new Netflix special, so he's trying out some new material, like a lot of comedians do. They go to smaller clubs. And Dion went to the Hollywood Improv, very small little improv club, and he's doing his set when on walks the stage Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney, who is a fan of Dion Cole's, he has a big presence on social media, has a lot of his stand-up stuff, and apparently caught the eye of Sir Paul at some point. So Dion is doing his stand-up, and a former Beatle walks on the stage.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Paul just happened to be in the audience?
I guess so. I don't know the circumstances under which Paul happened to be there, if he was watching from backstage or just was in the audience of this little club. It's not a big place. Dion brings him on stage, gives him a hug, and joked that they both got high together before the show. And then Paul joked, I've been enjoying seeing you working through this material tonight. And by the way, some of it bombed. So Paul gave it right back to him as well. But Dion was, he was in our studio on last week, what, Thursday, Friday, something like that. He's here all the time. As I say, couldn't be a nicer guy. You definitely know him if you know the show Black-ish. I just never knew that a former Beatle was one of his big fans.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I can't wait to talk to him now.
Let's talk about Saturday Night Live. This will be season 50, is that right?
Season 50, can you believe it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sadly, I clearly remember when it first went on the air.
Yeah.
Seems like yesterday. But they announced the names of the first five hosts and the first five musical guests. And it will all start with the star of HBO's Hacks, Jean Smart. She's going to be great on the show with musical guest Jelly Roll. Season premiere is going to be September 28th. Then comedian Nate Bargatze and Coldplay will be after that. Ariana Grande and Stevie Nicks will be the next pair after that. Stevie Nicks has not been on SNL since 1983. So that's going to be a big deal that she's back on the show. And then after that, it's Michael Keaton and Billie Eilish. And after that, Chicago comedian John Mulaney and Chappell Roan, who just won all kinds of awards. That's going to be November the 2nd, so they're going to be off to a roaring start.
Jelly Roll is everywhere lately, and I felt really good the other night because Jelly Roll was on some show, and I said to Marianne, oh, look, it's Jelly Roll, and she asked me who Jelly Roll is. So I got to say,
you knew someone that
yes,
she didn't know.
Yes, and I'm a big Jelly Roll fan.
That does not happen often in the Surratt household.
No, it doesn't. That's due to my rather recent love of country music and being into that. Because
he's really
that's
great, though.
The world he comes from. He's such a genuine guy, isn't he?
He comes from the world of country music, but I mean, he's been like expanding.
Yep.
Genres. Country music is expanding. genres and is becoming hybrid in so many different ways. But he in particular just seems like a super nice guy.
He's very appreciative. Yep. What a tough upbringing. And he's spent a lot of time behind bars, and he talks to inmates now. But yeah, you can't help but love the guy when you hear him talk too. Exactly. And sing.
Yep. Well, he's going to be SNL. It's going to be, September 28th.
Dean, looks like P. Daddy is going to have to stay in jail for a while, huh?
Yeah, he went to court yesterday trying to get bail. This P. Diddy case is spiraling like crazy. What the outcome was is that a judge, now a second judge, has ordered that he stay in the Brooklyn jail cell where he's been the last couple of days. A judge rejected the defense's proposal for him to await his trial at his home in Florida instead of a jail. The judge said that he has a risk of intimidating witnesses, which is among the accusations in his indictment in the first place. He has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking and racketeering. He's also accused of sexually abusing women and having his staff hide it. So what's expected to happen today is that the defense, P. Diddy's attorneys, will now go to federal court of appeals to try to get him bail and get him out. They at least would like him moved to a different facility in New Jersey instead of Brooklyn, where he is. They say that he is in risk by being in that particular prison right now.
Yes, and word is other people may be also charged. We'll see what happens in that case. Oprah's in the news today, and this is about, is this an old documentary?
It is. It's a documentary that she signed off on several years ago. For Apple TV, she signed off on the rights to have this made. It was made. She got to look at it before it was going to be released. And according to reports, she did not like it one bit. I don't know what they what they did or what they said, but Oprah didn't like it. So the only way that she could stop it was by buying back. Returning the money that they gave her for the rights to it and buying back the rights, which is, according to the New York Post, what she did. She bought it back and has buried it someplace. Stedman's keeping it someplace hidden, apparently, right now. So who knows if it'll ever see the light of day, if it'll ever come out. Officially, somebody in her camp said she just decided it wasn't the right time to do a documentary on her.
Guess not. Tell us about Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn is a really funny comedian. She has been in so many movies, so many different kinds of movies. And when WandaVision came out, I guess it's been a couple of years now, on Disney Plus, she played the role of a witch named Agatha, and this role became super popular. They decided to spin off her character into her own series, which began streaming yesterday. Agatha All Along is the name of this spinoff series. She's the same witch, now trying to regain her powers. And we did a nice Zoom chat with her. She's also, by the way, originally from West Suburban Westchester and went to Northwestern. And when we did a nice little Zoom chat with her, we talked about her being in Chicago and not only getting her degree at Northwestern, but this summer she returned. She was invited to deliver the commencement address to the class of 2024 there.
It was really, really, really special. I'll never forget it. It was very moving.
It has to be a little surreal to go to school there, right? And then be asked to do the commencement address for the graduates?
Yeah, I in my mind, of course, could only see the list of people that they went through. But it was very Yeah, I took it really seriously.
What was your experience at Northwestern? You were a 1995 graduate, I think, right?
Yes. I found my husband. I mean, like, I met my husband there. And I, you know, it's kind of where you meet your peeps. So, like, those, like, it's kind of, some of my friends there is, like, how I really learned my comedy lens.
More importantly, where did you hang out? You know, do you have favorite places to eat and maybe have a drink or two?
Yesterday's. That's where we watched the O.J. Simpson chase.
Well, isn't that funny? Everybody remembers where they were when they watched the O.J. chase.
Yeah, for sure.
I would just like to mention the Columbia College. I'm available if they need me to address the graduates of the class of 2025. I have some pearls of wisdom I'd like to share with them.
Also, anyone needs a guest speaker for a bar mitzvah, contact Dean.
I'm available.
And we'll talk to you here tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye.